There are so many threads in the AI governance space today that I want to try to weave them into a coherent picture rather than treating them as separate items, because they're all pointing at the same underlying tension. OpenAI is simultaneously expanding access, rolling out unlimited free text chats to its user base, and experiencing internal governance fractures. Their head of ethics departed after less than a year. Their former robotics lead just joined Anthropic. And senior White House officials are publicly calling OpenAI's new head of strategic futures, Dean Ball, a nuisance over his AI policy commentary.
The White House-OpenAI tension is something I find analytically significant because it cuts across the usual political lines. Ball was brought in to navigate Washington, and apparently he's been saying things publicly about AI policy that the Trump administration disagrees with. The administration calling its own potential regulatory partner a nuisance publicly suggests either that the relationship has broken down in a way that's difficult to repair, or that there are factions within the administration with genuinely different views on AI governance, and Ball's commentary is landing differently depending on which faction you ask.
The ethics departure is the one that I keep coming back to. OpenAI has cycled through senior safety and ethics leadership at a rate that suggests something structural is wrong with how those roles are positioned within the organization. When you're the most visible AI company in the world, having your ethics head leave in under 12 months is not a personnel management footnote. It's a signal about organizational priorities that sophisticated observers will read carefully.
Anthropic, meanwhile, is making very large infrastructure bets. A $9.1 billion data center lease with Riot Platforms, a company better known as a Bitcoin mining operation, which has massive electricity infrastructure that translates directly to AI compute, signals that Anthropic is planning for a scale of inference demand that requires serious capital commitment. And the former OpenAI robotics lead joining Anthropic adds capability in a domain that's becoming increasingly important as physical AI. AI systems move toward commercial deployment.
The Gartner finding that AI inference spending has overtaken model training for the first time in 2026 is the structural shift that makes that Anthropic lease make sense. When you're spending more running models than building them, you're in the production deployment phase of the technology cycle. That's a different business than research. It requires different infrastructure, different cost structures, and different organizational capabilities. The companies that built the best models don't automatically win the inference economics competition.
Which is exactly where I'd bring in a piece of context that I think is worth understanding clearly, because there's a legal dimension emerging around AI companies as they scale. When you talk about Microsoft's $678 billion cloud backlog, or Google Cloud's projected dependence on two major AI customers, you're talking about market structures that antitrust regulators are going to scrutinize. And I think this is a good moment to explain what antitrust analysis actually requires, because the public conversation often gets it wrong. The Sherman Act, passed in 1890, prohibits monopolization and restraint of trade. But here's the critical legal nuance. Market share alone is not enough to constitute illegal monopolization. The Supreme Court has consistently held that a company can have dominant market share through superior products, innovation, or efficiency, and that's not illegal. What makes monopolization illegal under the Sherman Act is the combination of monopoly power with anti-competitive conduct, deliberately excluding competitors, predatory pricing designed to drive rivals out, or using dominance in one market to foreclose competition in another. Think of it like this. If you make the best pizza in town and everyone buys from you, that's not a monopoly problem. If you buy up all the flour suppliers so competitors can't get ingredients, that's where the law kicks in. In the AI space, the question regulators are asking is whether dominant platforms are using control of compute, data, or distribution to foreclose entry in ways that go beyond simply being better at the product.
That context matters enormously for reading the Google story today. Google is reportedly testing an AI-first homepage that drops the classic search button, essentially redesigning the primary entry point to the internet around their AI product. And separately, they're reportedly planning to retire free Gemini gems on October 20th, pushing users toward paid Spark skills. Both of those moves, individually, are competitive product decisions. Together, they raise the kind of question you just described. Is Google using its dominance in search to foreclose competition in AI interfaces?
The AI workers' labor story from the BBC adds a different dimension. Despite promises of shorter work weeks enabled by AI assistance, workers in AI development roles are reportedly logging up to 90 hours per week. There's a particular irony in people building tools that supposedly liberate human time being the ones most visibly trapped by productivity expectations that have ratcheted up rather than down.